Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jalen Hurts going into his third season. How have you seen his development as a quarterback and a leader on that team?
He just carries himself a lot of poise. I mean, he demands respect. And just the way he approaches day-to-day activity, how he trains, what he does in the film room. And he's a great motivator. He's a great leader. So behind the scenes, even during summer, he's connecting with a lot of the guys, a lot of receivers, doing on 7-on-7s, and just doing typical work to prepare. So I know he's excited about the new guys that we have, that we drafted and acquired over the offseason, and really just getting ready to go to work.
All right, Lane Johnson on the NFL Network. We are back. It is Marks and Reese. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. The clip I saw was they were asking him about the about Philly, and then they moved into the Jalen Hurts cut.
Still talking about Philly.
That was my reaction to it.
Oh my goodness!
And the
5 years ago,
the presenter who I've heard her because I know that
Maria Acosta.
Yeah, they hired her recently, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty good. I watch it enough. But she was so fired up to ask that question, and I'm thinking, like, all right. Yeah.
Never mind. No, the coach, the quarterback, nobody's here anymore. We're still asking about Philly.
No, and I think Lane was even a little taken aback by it, 'cause he was like, yeah, well, I just had to kind of block the other way. I didn't really do a whole lot on the play.
Right.
He said, I was just trying not to jump off sides. Yeah. Is what he was saying.
Lane's like, I'm still answering questions about Philly.
I had the same reaction to it, which was like, oh, Philly. Well, yeah, here's it. Yeah, it's a couple years later. So, anyway, but he like, and I'll say this about Jalen Hurts: the guys certainly like him and have confidence that he's a guy that you know they have his back and everything else.
Yeah,
it's gonna be how productive he can be on the field this year. It's as simple as that.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good this year.
All right, let's
be good. We're just gonna have to figure out whether or not if it's good enough.
Right. Yeah, I mean, 10 wins could be good enough. It depends on how they arrive at it. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to Rob. Back to the phones. Rob in Westchester. Rob, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Yeah, my phone had died. I was in the Valley Forge Park, so not a good place to call. So now I'm in King of Prussia Mall parking lot. This is much better. So anyway.
Cool. Well, finish your call then, Rob.
I'm going to finish my call. Yes, I will. I'm all in on the Phillies. And as I was trying to say, when I moved here in 04, I came at a good time because Citizens Bank had just opened a new park, and then the run from 07 to 2011. So I was all in on that. And it was just, I know how they filled that ballpark and, you know, how exciting it is. Even last season, they filled it with that Mets series. And I was ill for several months last year, so I watched every game pretty much on TV. And it's amazing how some of these cities still have a team. How does Miami have a team with 5,000 people in the stands? I saw those games.
Brand new ballpark, too, yeah.
I mean, they got more employees in that building than fans. I guarantee it. Yep. So I don't know how some of these cities that other cities are starving for teams, they'll back these teams. So anyway, I just feel that I would try, if I was the Phillies, we're all in. We have Harper's, you know, prime here. That's why they added these guys. So we're going all out to win a championship sometime in the next year, two, three, four. So I akin this to the 97 season or 2007 season where let's just get in the playoffs. Let's get that playoff experience, get the young guys some playoff. And then maybe in year two, three of the Schwarber, Castellano era, we can maybe get to the National League final. You know, just take it like a 3-4 year thing. That's our window. Let's enjoy it. Let's fill that park. Let's have fun. That's what I say.
All right, Rob.
I like it. No, I like that.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, if they were to make a trade, we're halfway through the Philly season. They're on pace to win 86 games. L.A. said the same thing. 86 may not get you there.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also, in their last 30 games, they've won 21. So you would expect them, at least you're hoping that they're going to be
playing better baseball. Yeah, you keep that trend going that they – that's probably what L.A. is thinking. Is like, yeah, I expect them to win more because they lost the majority of these games in the first 2 months of the season, not the last month of the season.
So you would agree that the feeling – because I had that same – even though I was like – even though I said, you know, I think they're going to be okay, but Bryce going down, we've seen what this team played like without Bryce in the lineup before. They were just like they lacked a certain something with Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
This feels different with Bryce not being in there right now. Maybe, and they beat the Nationals last night. We have to remember that. But maybe we'll feel differently in 2 weeks. It feels like they're going to be okay till he gets back.
Well, listen, they also won a series against the Padres and the Cardinals. So, yeah, you're supposed to beat the Nationals just like everybody else is beating the Nationals. Like, yeah, everybody else has W's from the Nationals on their record as well. But I don't want to lose the sight that they beat or they won the series versus two quality opponents as well. We know they lost the series versus Atlanta, but winning a road series versus the Padres 3 out of 4 out there, that's impressive. And then bouncing back from the Atlanta series and winning the St. Louis series after losing Bryce Harper, that's impressive as well. So, yeah, I like where they are. Maybe they recognize that they weren't playing well and were feeling a little bit too sorry for themselves when Bryce was out. You know, sometimes you have those sort of discussions in-house. Hey, man, he ain't coming back for the next 2 months. Let's stop pouting about it and moaning and groaning about it, and we all have a job to go out here and do. Let's go do our job. Because you can't ignore the numbers that were there prior to a week and a half ago. When Bryce wasn't in the lineup, they were scoring less than 3 runs.
Yep.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
So maybe they realized that, and maybe somebody else realized that and said, hey, you guys are getting paid too. I want to hear this stuff about Bryson's not here. You guys go out there and do your job. You know, we love what Kyle Schwarber is doing, but Kyle Schwarber's making, what, $25
million? Yeah.
He's not making pennies.
Yep.
So it's great that we have somebody actually living up to expectations and playing what their salary demands of them. Now we can get Castellanos up there doing the same thing, who's making 20 plus million. Yeah, we'd be in a good place. Hey, Bryce is only making 25, 26 million. So yep. these guys aren't the Reese Hoskins who's making nothing. And some of these other guys, JT, 20 plus million.
Yeah, live up to those contracts.
Yeah, exactly. Live up to those contracts.
So you have
now I got the pitchers doing their job.
Yeah.
Now we need Knebel to get himself fixed and get back in there so he can do his job that he's getting paid to do.
He's been good when and I think this is where you got to give Thompson credit. He seems to be pushing the right buttons to get Knebel back there. He's pitching him in different situations earlier in the game, really where he thinks he's going to come in and have some success.
And he's still going to have to do it against the better teams.
Yep.
Like, either way, like, okay, when you put him back in there, okay, when you're facing that Braves lineup, when you're facing the Dodgers lineup or that Mets lineup, yeah, we're going to need you to shut down innings and save games.
In big situations against good teams.
Yes.
So they go to the car. They have tonight, and then tomorrow it's a day game, and then they go to St. Louis. So it's one of these series where they just had them at home, and now they're going to go there. And a lot of times when that happens.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You flip the series. Win
but at least you got yours first.
Yeah.
You got it. It's important you take care of business at home. And then you get what you can get on the road.
And thankfully the Braves are helping us out because they're playing the Cardinals right now, and they've beaten them the last 2 nights.
There you go.
So now we have to be in a position where we got to kind of
root
for the Braves. But
you know how it is, man. Everybody goes through these little peaks and valleys in the season. So it's not like the Cardinals can't lose 6 out of 8 and then bounce back. You know, it's sometimes you hit a rough spot. You just got to take advantage of it.
A lot of baseball. Yeah. The Phillies are going to hit a rough spot where they lose a bunch of games and we freak out.
And you got to bounce back from it.
Yep.
You got to bounce back from it.
Yeah, and so far the little adversity they have faced, I guess it'd be the Rangers losing two against the mm-hmm. Rangers, and then losing the Braves series.
They lost that 2 out of 3.
Right. So it kind of looked like, they're going back to what we thought, mm-hmm. what they were before. But no. Dusted themselves off. Like right now, if you could have a pick of anything, and we're talking about trades, and we're talking about whether the Phillies should use their top young assets to go out in the trade market and actually improve the team, what would be the top of your wish list?
Is it a starting pitcher? Yeah. I think that with another quality pitcher in there with Nola and Wheeler, I feel better about the rotation. The other two guys are hit and miss. You almost don't know what you're going to get when they're out there. But you give me another solid starter there at 3. I think the bullpen winds up sort of working itself out to where you're going to have a solid bullpen. You're going to have a solid bullpen in the end. What we have to be able to do is to get starts, and I know LA hates this term, the whole quality start thing, but it's the truth.
With this offense, you could use a guy that can give you six
guys, yes, that can give you 6 innings and 3 or less runs. That's what you need.
Man, I would settle for 6 innings and 4 runs on some of these nights, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because what kills you is when you get like Gibson going 2 innings and giving up a bunch of runs or whatever, then it eats into your bullpen. But then the bullpen, I don't think they give up a run the rest of that game, or at least not till later.
It just taxes them, and then it makes the next guy starting. It puts the pressure on him to go deep into their outing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking good right now, man. And I got to tell you, 2 weeks ago, I probably wouldn't have felt this way. Has it been 2 weeks that Bryce been injured? Or a week? I can't even keep up with
him.
Yeah, it was the Saturday.
It was 2 Saturdays ago.
Two Saturdays ago, right?
So it's just been a week and a half.
Yeah.
Almost 2 weeks.
And I wasn't feeling good about that. I came in that Monday belly aching.
Yep.
No, Bryce, I just feel bad for him.
Felt like Carson all over again.
Exactly. Yeah, man, that's what it felt like.
And it took the air out of the Braves series.
Yep. I never bounced back in that Braves mm-hmm. series. They brought me back with the Cardinals series.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, hey, baseball's a long season. It's a marathon.
It's tough when we treat every game like the Eagles.
Yeah.
162 of them. All right, Matt's in Pottstown. Matt, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Jalen, talk a little Jalen first real quick. So I think I'd like to see after this year that, you know, like you guys just brought up a point that I think people, they look past because he gets talked about so much, you think it's been a lot longer. This is only going to be year 3 for Jalen, right? So after year 3, I'd like to see what his numbers and where he sits compared to, and you could do all the other quarterbacks that the Eagles have had in a 3-year window and see where he sits there, you know, comparison after that time frame. I'll be honest, when we first got him, I was not on board with Howie and the way that it went about in that as that pick, you know. Mm-hmm. But as it goes through and the way things are developing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, I think, and I'm going to say that I think when all is said and done, Jalen Hurts is going to be one of Howie's top 3, the top 5 moves of his tenure in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Of moves mm-hmm. and people that he's gotten. I think when all is said and done, Jalen Hurts is going to be in Howie's top 5 of greatest.
Is this moves. Your top 5 at 5 Howie moves, Matt?
Not yet. It's too soon. The book isn't closed on Howie yet.
Yeah. You just took something from Jack. Jack may do that later this summer.
Yeah, I don't want Jack to jump up out of the room. Easy. So, all right. So that's my thing on Jalen right there. I just wanted to chime in also on this athlete thing because this is a debate. Funny. I'm sure many people have had it. I used to have it with a buddy of mine, and we were coming from almost 2 different parallels where I can't stand NASCAR. He's a NASCAR guy. I used to defend that a NASCAR guy is athletic, and he was heavy NASCAR favorite. Like, he liked it, and he would say that they're not athletes. And we would debate. So we were on opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of the sport, but I'll also opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of what the guy in the car does kind of a thing.
Right.
So I think the whole thing gets kind of strewn when you look at the definition that comes from Webster, because they sort of encompass everything in it. It's about if you do training and skill, mm-hmm. you know, and you compete in an event. Like, there's a difference. Sport is a competition. And then there's athletes. Like, I think the only way you can really do it is you have to break it down into levels, because technically by that definition, the way you look at it, a guy out there throwing professional cornhole is an athlete. And I got to tell you, I haven't done an athletic move while playing cornhole in my entire life other than not to trip over the board, right? So,
right.
I mean, there's levels of what it can do, because I'm sure there's guys out there, and like I used to say, NASCAR, I can't think of the driver off the top of my head, but outside of NASCAR, just him as a person, he was a phenomenal phenomenal baseball player and athlete. Tom Brady's another guy
right.
who is an athlete outside of sports. So you have guys that compete in skill competitions that are also tremendously athletic. Like there, you can't gray those lines.
Can
like
you be an athlete without being athletic is the question.
Can you be an athlete without being athletic?
You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. Yeah. Hell no.
And the answer is, yeah, it comes down to kind of no, because I go back to my NASCAR, my thing. You have, if you're just some fat slob lump in that race car, you're not going to last because you can't, the heat. The
right.
You have to have core strength.
Yep.
There are so many attributes that you don't even think of in NASCAR that are athletic, and you have to be trained and you have to be skilled. So I say no, you can't be one without the other. There isn't anything. So you name the thing. Even if it's like, you look at pool, billiards. You have to be able to have the arm strength to have. I know it seems silly, but you have to have
bowling.
You have to have the arm strength. You have to be able to hit.
You're yes. making everybody an athlete, man.
Hold on, man. I got to have arm strength to hold a damn pool cue.
No, again, you're just looking at it as a one thing. I'm talking about a consistent motion. Look at those guys. The things they do. You have to have lower strength. You have to have core
yeah.
strength.
Yeah.
Think about a fat guy. You're about to say.
Yeah. Oh man, it's listen, silly, no man. Silly, I was listen. I was with you, Matt. I was with you for a lot of that until you said a pool player. No, there's nowhere in hell. I'm saying Fats Domino was a damn athlete. No.
but that's what I'm saying. That becomes that level of athleticism. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. You have a superior athlete. Then you have a low minimal level of skill. And I will give you, Fats was a low level minimal athletic ability of what he could do. Because you, like bowling, again, you have to have lower body strength. You have to have somewhat
yep.
of a core to extend that ball. I mean, it's
arm strength too, Matt.
I don't think they're high level. I won't put them in the same category as, like, you know, a LeBron. But I do think they
thank
fall
you.
Into. You know, there's a top end and a low end to that conversation.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Great call, man.
Appreciate it.
He said, I won't put him in the category with LeBron. Okay.
No.
Well, yeah, great.
Pete Weber and LeBron aren't the same level. An athlete, as the Oxford Dictionary.
Oxford?
Yeah.
It's not even Webster.
Well, they don't know what athletes are.
I would have to. Well, you want the Webster definition? All right, let's see. Webster.
Where's itest.com?
I can't even get it because I have some. It wants me to run a scheduled scan on my computer, and I can't even do it.
Just do it. See how it goes.
No, it's so a person who is proficient in sports and other forms of physical exercise,
It's like a broad definition.
Right.
There.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, see,
I caught the one bowler in the lot who tried to act like he was really training to be a bowler. Because another bowler called up and said, yeah, only if you're going to the concession stand to get a pitcher of beer first. Right? Is your actual training. Nobody's actually training for bowling. You just bowl.
You're not doing core work and squats.
No, you're just bowling. Now, you may be somebody who wants to stay in shape just to look good, and it helps. It's like when golfing switched. You know, Tiger was somebody who wanted to look fit while playing golf. It wasn't necessarily required because they went decades, hundreds of years before Tiger came around, and nobody was putting physical training into golfing.
Look at baseball players. They like Mike Schmidt, they weren't encouraged to lift weights and get bigger like that. They said it would ruin your swing. So
yeah.
So players didn't work out with weights to try to get bigger for the most part. Some guys did.
Yeah.
But then that's not necessarily,
I don't need you to try to get bigger.
But more powerful to hit the ball. I mean, what they used to say back then, and Schmidt's talked about this, mm-hmm. was it'll ruin your swing if you get too big.
Same thing with golfers.
Yeah,
that's
same
why
thing
golfers
with golfers.
Don't lift weights like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why my swing looks different than other people's swing.
Right? Is that right?
Too powerful.
You know, Jack has a fluid golf swing when he's out there swinging. He doesn't have much muscle mass in his upper body.
Like a pitcher. No, but like a pitcher. Like, you don't see many pitchers that are jacked up and lifting weights.
Right.
Well, they got huge donks.
Lower half,
they
right.
do.
Yes, the lower half.
Glute. What is
yeah,
it
they
called?
Got wagons.
The glute.
Donks.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah, Antonio Bastardo.
Yes.
Unbelievable backside.
Is that right?
Don't remember.
So if JT has the nicest calves, does Antonio Bastardo have the best butt?
Yeah, for sure.
So Antonio Bastardo has the best ass of a pitcher you've ever seen, Jack?
Yeah, top 10.
Oh, my God.
Is that our Twitter question? Or is that top 5 of 5, top 5 baseball butts?
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you.
Well, Griffey had a nice butt, too.
Dude, Bastardo stuck out, man.
So it was like a shelf. You could have put a drink on Antonio's butt.
That's how Griffey's was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's so much power.
He had the bubble butt back
there. Same thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It's like, remember, do you guys remember? All right. This may be weird, but do you remember?
No, I mean, we were already gone there.
It's already weird, Jack.
Do you guys remember the Kevin Booth, the Giants offensive lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had an it was huge. Like, no wonder he's a good blocker. No one could get around him.
Kevin Booth?
Yeah, I'll never forget that. The Giants had Kevin Booth with a huge donk, and then they had the tight ends and all the same kind of arms.
Well, I play. Algie Crumpler had a bubble butt, too.
Did he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That thing was big. He would box you out with it. Yep, couldn't get around him in one-on-one drills.
He was posting you up.
Man, yep. Kent Graham, quarterback for the Giants.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that before.
Yeah, he might have had the widest backside I've ever seen.
Now, is that from working out or just naturally?
No,
nah,
it was just wide and flat. It wasn't, like any muscle tone in that thing at all.
Wide and flat. It's also Kevin Hart's birthday today, Ike.
Hey! True Philadelphia.
Kevin Hart's 43. Nope. Jack, Philly guy?
No.
Oh, come on, man.
I mean, like, he can. Well, it's just like, honestly, I was pro Kevin Hart until he tried to get on the stage at the Super Bowl.
And he got out of control a little bit.
He doesn't.
He had Ike juice all night.
It's annoying. Every show is like, oh, you're Mr. Philly, aren't you, Kevin?
That's what you hate right there.
It's like, come on, man.
Is that he rode the wave and he became a spokesman
for us. He
did.
He's on the First Take. This is a spokesman for the city, Kevin Hart. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I know this is what it made him mad.
Yeah,
well, who would you have liked to have seen? Will Smith?
Nah, another one. Well, he fight. I mean, listen, he's back. He showed his Philly card at the Oscars or whatever.
So he is a Philly guy now.
He stuck up for his wife. Like a real Philadelphia.
Let's not go back down there again.
He did something. That's for sure. Other great Sly Stallone movies from people. Assassins.
One of my buddies texted me Expendables. That's another terrible movie. Man.
It's terrible.
That was in that long run of terrible movies he was making.
Never stopped. Honestly, it never stopped. 215-592-9494.
He said it never stopped.
So Creed 1, he was in both. Creed 1 and Creed 2. So I guess that's
of
where
course,
it stopped.
It's his series. You know he's going to make some type of cameo in there.
I didn't know this, but apparently he won Best Supporting Actor in Creed.
He won an
For
Oscar?
What?
The Supporting Actor.
An Oscar?
He did?
They did not give him an Oscar.
Unless Twitter's lying to me.
Normally it doesn't lie.
Well, no, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me because, you know, when you're a part of the Hollywood family, as long as he's been a part of the Hollywood family, quite frankly, that's a fugazi award show that they give out to whomever they want to give it out
to. It's political.
It's not like it's actually deserving. So, yeah, Sly Stallone should have a damn Oscar by now.
How about Grudge Match? Was that the movie with De Niro? They were fighting.
Terrible movie, yes.
Terrible. They didn't even read the script. They said, how much? I'm in.
Yep. Exactly what happened. Give you $20 million to make this movie. Okay.
He won a Golden Globe.
Okay.
Golden Globe.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know the difference. So.
A big difference. Yeah. I mean, a Golden Globe is still a good award, but it's not. It doesn't
have
the
prestige. The Academy Award is the top award.
Right.
And don't worry, there's an article. He will not appear in Creed 3.
But so many people have won Academy Awards I don't think actually deserve them.
It's very political. The Academy is going to suspend Will Smith.
The best acting job he did. It might be the best one he did. Him and Chris Rock. Might be the best acting job they've ever. Well, I know it's definitely the best acting job Chris Rock did. So not Chris... Will. Will is a credible actor.
He
should have been won an Oscar. He could have won an Oscar for Ali.
Yes.
Years ago. And The Pursuit of Happiness. So he could have already won an Oscar. Chris Rock ain't never come close to winning an Oscar.
And Chris Rock really hasn't said anything about it. And this has been months
now. Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because he was in on it. That's why.
Is that our 4 o'clock Twitter question? 215-592.
He was in on it. No. Yeah, they just gone about their merry own way. Yeah, nothing else has come from that.
No, like literally, there hasn't. Chris Rock, the one night at his first show since he did it, he made a little joke, and that's it.
And then he realized, like, dude, you can't be making jokes about it.
Yeah, has he even talked about it since?
No, he hasn't made another joke about it since.
He's got to get on the couch with Oprah and Will and hash it out, talk it out. That's what I'm looking for.
Wow, because the more you talk about it, the easier it is to decipher whether or not it was real. The less you say.
So you still believe that it was?
Of course, it was. Totally, I believe it even more now. I'm even stronger in my beliefs.
Just based on their behavior afterwards.
Yes, based on the behavior afterwards.
Not telling you you're crazy.
Nobody sued. Nobody got arrested. Will got some fake suspension from something he didn't attend for 10 years before he was suspended.
Some fake suspension
from the Academy Awards. Yeah, you can't come.
Chris Rock sold out every show.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
Coming up.
And Will got an Oscar.
More Stallone talk.
His first Oscar.
Yes.
Right? That was his first one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Brett Brown was a guest with Spike Eskin on Rights to Ricky Sanchez over the weekend.
The Spike Eskin delivered.
He had some interesting things to say about his
Spike
time in Philly.
Just can't let Coach Brown go, huh?
And I was wondering why there was such pandering to Brett Brown on social media. Now I know.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Okay, I'm ready to dive into this.
Yeah, but he had some interesting thing to say about his time in Philly and what he would have done differently with the Jimmy Butler situation.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Reflecting.
All right, that's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
All right, guys. Now, you know how much I've been loving taking Athletic Greens, right? Started taking AG1. I told you, man, I needed that pick-me-upper. It started off because, quite frankly, golf was kicking my butt. And it wasn't while I was playing. It was the day after. Get a little older, you feel sore after you have these type of activities, playing golf, playing racquetball, any type of exercise, and lifting weights. So, you know, I was put on the AG1, and I've been taking it for a little over a month, and I'm telling you, I can already feel the difference. Just look at my body, Jack. Look like a snack, don't I?
Sure do.
Yeah, appreciate that. In and out, that's all you need. Now, reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in your water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. Now, it cost him $100 per day for that. So he created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine on your own. Now, to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.